Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Should Ireland follow Florida and ban social media for under-14s and restrict it for under-16s? Some of you really quick to answer that to 51551. Yes, ban social media for under-15s. Would love to see a party take a lead on this. Fair play to Ron DeSantis, as one listener. Another, yes, we should bring this in the same law as Florida. It might protect children from the harmful effects of social media. One more. Peter says, social media is one big nightmare for everyone. And it's my opinion that at least the under-16s should be banned, or even under-18s, until an individual is legally responsible for their actions. A huge response on that. Let me bring you one more on that before I move to the price of a pint. The digital age of consent in Ireland is 16. You already need to be 13 to create an account with Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, etc. This does not stop children younger creating accounts. They just lie about their age. How does the state of Florida suggest policing it, that it will be any different from the ineffective way we police it here? Says that listener. We'll talk to Professor Mary Aiken about this a little bit later on. But about the price of a pint and the price hike of a price of a pint, Diageo increasing the pint by 6 cents on top of the 16 cent or so in the past year. I don't mind, says a listener to 51551, if Diageo puts up pints by 6 cent a pint, but they're putting up the price of Guinness Zero too, and some people taking objection, finding objection to that as well. Well, let's talk about that now. Michael O'Donovan is Cork Chair of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. You're very welcome, Michael, to the programme. This 6 cent increase on the price of a pint is impacting the full range of Diageo pints, including Guinness and Hoppers 13, Harp, Rockshore, Smithwick. And includes a 9 cent rise for Guinness Zero as well. What's your response?
Yeah, well, firstly, Cormac, can I say it's 6 cent plus 23% VAT on top of it. Because when we sell product over our counter, we have to charge VAT, just like Diageo charges VAT. So that's only the cost price, the 6 cent. The VAT goes on top of that. So it's a hammer blow for our industry today, because we're heading into the tourist season. You know, we've had a strong Paddy's Day, the days leading up to it, the days after it. A lot of North American tourists, a lot of continental European tourists have been here. And we're here now again at the start of the tourist season, and we're increasing prices. And, you know, it's just not a good image to be giving to the tourist who's going to come here when we're competing against Spain and France and Portugal. You know, we're making ourselves anti-competitive.
How much is that price of stout in your pub now, Michael?
It's 5.80 for a pint of Guinness.
Okay.
And look, what we're real terms looking at is probably somewhere in the order of 15 to 20 cent increasing it come the 15th of April, because, you know, we have seen a lot of cost increases ourselves this year. Government led a lot of them, you know, and we've seen the minimum wage, we've seen the sick days increase from 5 to 7, and coming down the road, we've pension auto enrollment. But not only that, a lot of our costs for toiletries, till rolls, all food products, they've all gone up this year.
Yeah.
So just to maintain our business, we can't absorb this price increase. And
I totally understand, but I could turn around and say to you, that's exactly what Diageo are saying as well. They're just trying to offset rising input costs, they say.
Yeah, but look, Diageo have a lot of shareholders, and each year they produce their accounts in London. And, you know, last year they made vast profits across the world. You know, this year, with all the increases that we had here on the island of Ireland, we were hoping that Diageo would stand with us and, you know, I suppose support us for the year. And we're hoping that our other breweries and distillers will stand with us and support us, and we won't see any more price increases because, look, our business is suffering. All of us are suffering, you know, in hospitality. We've seen profits going down to very low single digits, hence we can't absorb
and
these
an awful lot
price
of business
increases.
In hospitality, we've covered it on this programme, Michael, I'm sure you've heard, shutting their doors for good. They can't handle the rising costs. This will push a price of stout in your pub very close to €6. Is there any price level, do you think, that the regulars will say, no, I just can't do it anymore?
Yeah, look, I think we're getting very close to it, Cormac. You know, like it's exacerbating at the moment, you know, to be looking at your business and seeing it diminishing because, you know, customers go out. If they have 30 euros to spend on a night, you know, they might not go out a night and wait for another night. And, you know, bottom line is if somebody goes out two nights a week, they might now only come out one night a week. That has a huge impact on our turnover, well, on our bottom line.
I do feel for your business, profit. I must say, and I feel for the businesses around the country. But if I put the old public health cap on, I might say to myself, this is a good thing.
Yeah, look, from stats that we've seen recently, Cormac, you know, nearly 60% of all alcohol consumed in this country is consumed at home. And, you know, like we're trying to fight for our corner of the market and the jobs that we create. And, you know, drinking in a pub is a much safer environment than drinking at home. So public health, you know, like we're not anymore the big alcohol consumers of the country, you know, like we're here being responsible and trying to look after people and give them entertainment when they go out and give them a reason for, you know, working during the week to look forward to going out at the weekend, or if you're working at the weekend, look forward to going out at the start of the week, and, you know, giving them, I suppose, value for money for coming out with different events on in each bar.
And I suppose,
so, you know, we're in the entertainment business.
Yeah, and I suppose when government talks about smaller family-run operations, the pub, a lot of pubs anyway, and cafes and restaurants would fall into that operation. They're not big, vast chains, most of them, in this country. So what do you want government to do here, Michael, do you think?
Well, look, government of policies at the moment, like auto enrolment coming down the line, and, you know, we pay vast employers PRSI to government every year, and they're also expecting us to pay the sick leave for our staff. You know, that's kind of double taxation. So we should be looking at one or the other. And like the government should be picking up the tab if people are out sick, maybe. Excise is an obvious one that government can look at for us in the hospitality trade. You know, we're the second highest in Europe. And they could really have a look at excise in this coming year, because it would give us a fighting chance going forward. And like for colleagues that do food, you know, last September, the government increased the VAT rate on food from 9% to 13.5%. You know, that has to be seriously looked at, for the food costs of business has just gone through the roof. So government can step in and help in all those instances. And that would give us a fighting chance. And, you know, we would see then tourists probably coming back because prices would hold, and, you know, like give us a fighting chance against our European counterparts.
Yeah, but as it stands then, the regular might stay away, but the wealthy tourists might get in for a pint.
Well, look, if we were able to reduce excise, it would help everybody, Cormac. You know, it would help all. Now, the government can do that. That's within their remit. So, like, that would help. Yes, it would help tourists, but it would also help, you know, the regular that we have coming into our bar who's hit with the cost of living crisis and their disposable income going down at the moment. Give them some enjoyment and give them something to look forward to.
Okay, helps is Michael O'Donovan, Cork Chair of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Thank you very much indeed. What do you say to Michael, the 51551? I'd love to hear your response, because an awful lot of people have, well, I think, views on all sides here, in fairness, when it comes to the price of a pint going up.